You want to give me a countdown?
5, 6, 7, 8. Everybody, to another episode of It's Related.
I promise.
And we are joined in studio today.
I'm just joking.
Miss Issy. What's up, guys? It's been a minute. We are just excited to be here.
Also, guys, by the way, it's World Podcast Day today. Happy World Podcast Day. We are happy. Just, I don't know what I'm saying.
Podcasting.
We're podcasting. Thanks for listening.
And shout out to all the other podcasts out
there. Exactly.
What are some of your favorite podcasts? Let's just do that real quick.
Yeah.
Noni. You do even listen to podcasts, Noni, besides ours.
Okay, Julia.
You don't listen to podcasts? You're trash.
She's finished.
I'm like, she's about to fall off her chair. You don't listen to podcasts?
IRIP is my favorite.
You can't say, okay, we'll take it.
Okay, there's another one called It's Related, I promise. That's my favorite. That's my favorite. Okay. Top two. And then ain't number two.
I have a bunch. You guys can check out my Instagram, Jules_Hard. There's a highlight there that says podcasts I listen to. But obviously, my favorite podcast is It's Related, I promise. Mm-hmm. Another top contender for me is the Top Radio Hour, which is the TED Radio Hour.
Yeah.
Which used to be done by Guy Raz, but now it's by Zena's Ramazzotti, whatever. And How I Built This. That's one of my favorite. Oh, and Adele's podcast. Can I just shout out? I love Adele's podcast. What's it called? Kenyan?
Legally Clueless.
That's it. Yeah.
Cool. Mine, number one is definitely the Creative Pep Talk podcast.
I got onto that today, babe. I love it.
Incredible for all you creatives out there. Creative Pep Talk podcast. Podcast is for you. I really love this new Kenyan one called Matire Ngemi. It's a podcast about Agikuyu culture.
In English.
Nice. Yeah, I think she's one of them. It's two hosts. One of them is an anthropologist, and they talk about just like really deeply cultural significant things within the Kikuyu community, and just like, I love it already
because we've lost so much of our culture with modernization.
They tell us what, you know, naming conventions mean, what certain religious practices mean. It's incredible. Shout out to you guys at Matire Ngemi. A collab should be arranged, I think.
Soon come.
Yeah, and Ben Psycho podcast is also something I listen to a lot. So, happy podcast day.
And surviving Nairobi. Oops, I have to say surviving Nairobi.
Safari.
That's one of my faves.
The mics are open.
G-Money. If we haven't mentioned you, please musicat.
Yeah, Kenyan classics. Those are Kenyan classics. Yeah. So I was just shouting out.
Let us know what your favorites are as well. Leave us voice notes, you know. We want to hear from you. Happy podcast day.
Yeah. We're just talking before the mic went on, or rather we started to record. Right. Like, how comes we don't introduce ourselves anymore?
You know?
So just in case you're new to this podcast, allow me the pleasure to introduce myself. I'm Jules.
Oh, hi, Jules.
Lovely. Have I said it like that? Always.
I mean, personally, my name is Modoni. Noni?
Noni Mashiri. That's it.
And I'm Sharon Mashira. AKA. Yeah. There's no AKA in my name. Shazo. You call me Shazo.
Shazo. Yeah. And today we are discussing something quite interesting. Come on, stop you guys. Basically, today we're talking about ripeness. Uh-huh. Ripeness in the age of 2020, being a woman, being unmarried, being over a certain age, and the kind of pressures we get as women to be in a marriage, and the whole idea that by a certain age you should have settled down, you should have one baby with the second one on the way and the third one in the pipeline. Yes. But you also have to be educated, have a master's degree. Okay.
Yeah,
and have three children. Meanwhile, and go to church.
House spotless.
House spotless.
You know?
Too much.
Yeah.
Come on now.
And we were really just discussing, like, you know, I mean, all of us here are over the age of 25. Over 25, shameless plug. Wait, Sharon, are you over 25?
I am.
You are?
Barely. I'm 27.
Okay, no, you're good. Yeah. But must be nice. But yeah, and how it is, like, you know, like for me anyways, like my mom, was married by the time she was 23, 24. That's when she had.
If you even had to say what you're doing now and what your mom was doing at this age.
Oh my God.
Was, I'd have three kids.
Exactly. Like,
it's such a different time. And for her, my mom was telling me she was late.
Right.
She was late because she came to, it was called college those days. She was in college. Yeah. And, even at 23, she was late. Her friends were having their babies at 20, after high school. Like, you just maybe do one year or 2 years of secretario, and then you get married.
Secretario.
You guys don't have those words that you still see how your folks say. Let me tell you one. Yeah. Like, for example, me, I didn't know the other day.
Tamaking.
It's related, I promise.
Yeah. It's related. I didn't know that. Guys, please don't laugh at me.
I'm already laughing.
I'm already dead.
The glove box.
Julia. No, but whole masters in the UK.
Imagine, a whole master's me. This one time I told my friends, so you go check in the glove box. They were like, in the what? In the what?
The where?
The what?
I'm like, oh, you mean it's for gloves? Yeah, I just thought it's called a glove box.
Yeah, like anyway. That's the name. Dead.
Anyway, wow. So I want to start this episode by asking you guys, for you as an individual, for you as Shaz and for you as Noni and me as JG, what kind of pressure do you face? You, Noni, you'll tell us, are you in a relationship? Are you single? And what kind of pressure do you face?
Right.
And
she's your status.
Sticky.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's such an interesting thing, I think, this topic is, because I am in a relationship.
Okay, it's not even the words.
Your mouth.
I am. Your mouth.
The street. Everyone who was in your DM has
and tuned in.
Rewind. You play back 10 seconds.
You're like, wait, what?
Is she really?
Wait, I was trying to buy me a car. Don't worry, you can't buy it.
Anyway,
I'm in a relationship, and it's something that I am. Can you relax?
Oh my God.
It's something I'm like kind of coming to terms with.
Coming to terms.
No, what I'm about to say, not the relationship.
Damn, girl.
Okay. You see my enemies in front of me.
Enemies of progress
in front of me. God,
wow. As in.
So I mean, I consider myself a very like social person. Yeah,
yeah.
I'm always down. Yeah, let's go. You know, even if I'm tired, I'm like, let's do. You know, and my partner is just not like that. He is literally the opposite, like on the spectrum. Left and right.
Oh, he's a homebody.
Yeah, Kabisa.
That's nice.
A homebody or just us two body.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
That's nice.
He's like, girl. Let's go to Korea. Let's go to the art gallery. Let's go to the cinemas. The cinemas?
Yeah. Cinemas. That's
Glove. Your cinema,
Glove box. Glove box.
The cinema. Hey.
Secretario.
Secretario.
Just to be secretario. To my secretario.
Back. We're coming back.
It's so related, I promise. Sharon is dying, guys. Okay, move on.
It's just a thing I had to come and like really unlearn and relearn about him. Because, you know, initially for me, it was like, so you don't do my things. Like, Connie, it's not fun or whatever. And I just realized he doesn't have fun, man.
Straight
up. He can be here having banter and he'll be like, you know, he'll be there, he'll be involved.
Time to go home.
And then I think like he gets tired. He's just I'm chilling.
Is he an introvert?
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, because most of them need to recharge when they're around extroverts.
And
like
it's so
us.
Wild. I thought I was introverted.
Babe,
go do
self awareness. Her own perception of things.
I know. She's like, I thought I was type B.
Type B. I'm not sure she's introverted.
I'm
ambivert. Whatever that word, the middle ground.
You're in the middle of everything.
Yeah.
The middle child.
Wow. Trauma. Anyway. This episode.
Oh my God. Wow.
So when I came to terms with it, for me, it made sense, right? So now I pull up at events, and it's not even at events. It's been in particular like one or two things that have happened in this COVID period.
Yeah.
And, you know, obviously there's people who know that I'm dating this person and they're like, oh, so like, where is he? And blah, blah. And I'm like, nah, he's not coming today. And then
everyone's like,
they must be fighting. They must be. And it's like, nah, we good on this side. You know, there's even times where he's dropped me and he's like, have a great time.
Yeah.
When you're done, we'll hang out, you know?
Yes.
And I think the pressure that I felt from society in that sense is that pressure to always have a reason why he's not there. Or always have a reason why, you know, this is not moving. Like, I just always have a reason. And it's like, bro, he's just not trying to fuck with y'all niggas, man. Like,
he's sus.
He ain't really trying to be there. He's waiting for me. But it's just the thing. I had to be really like self-aware of that. That I'm not like, just, I don't know, like saying too many things or whatever it might be. Just like, it's like, no, he's not present. I'm here. Let's move on with the moment.
Kind of thing.
And that pressure came from
other people.
Yeah. Right. You know, that's actually interesting because it's like, it even makes you wonder, do you go to, it makes, again, this word is the buzzword of 2020. Normalize.
Yeah. Normalize.
Normalize. Is it normalize or normalize?
Glove. It's glove.
Fuck y'all. So we are normalizing. You know, when I was younger, I remember there's a time like when I was high school, university, whatever, I was always in a relationship. Mm-hmm. And then I've had now later in my 20s, I've been single. So when that singleness started, I was really trying to embrace, like to be intentional about embracing being single. So I'd go to parties by myself. Like if you invite me, like, you're having drinks, come over. And then I'd show up solo. Mm. And every time I'd show up solo, guys would be like, oh, who did you come with? Mm. And I used to be like, shit, should I come with somebody? Yeah. And I never used to feel self-conscious about being alone in social spaces until that time. Mm-hmm. So even until today, I never pull up to places by myself. Not because I don't want to, but it's like I need an anchor now. Whereas before, I really didn't. And I wish I didn't succumb to that pressure.
Yeah.
I feel like with pressure for marriage, I think our folks, like our parents, maybe 50s, uko, whatever. Yeah. I think in their time, they had pressure to get married at a certain age because it was almost like a measure of success.
Yeah.
And somehow they've tried to pass that on to us. Like for me, I have an older sister. Mm. And like, I think in our culture, she's supposed to get married before me.
Mm-hmm.
Afungwenjia, you know, now the blessings come in. But nice, funny nice. Enough, so I'm in a long-term relationship and she's currently single. Mm. Shout out to all the niggas. But...
just leave a voice note. And we'll vet you.
Say something sweet.
And we need a profile. Age, profession. Just kidding.
So funny enough, I feel like with my mom, like she thinks, in her mind, she thought I would be the one who would get married. Like it's looking like I'll probably get married before my sister, just because we've been in a relationship a bit longer. Mm. So she's always like, hey, Sharon, you mean it's going to be you first? You mean it's going to be you? So I feel like for me, the pressure is almost internal because I feel like I've already set up the infrastructure
to
married.
Yeah, yeah. And dare you lose this infrastructure?
Exactly. My God. My mom will be like, no. And then also there's that element of I live with my partner at the moment, which in our culture, again, it's not seen as the right thing to do. Like you're supposed to get married first. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So already the pressure to get married is like amped times 11.
Right.
So I don't know.
How do you get, was it an issue?
It wasn't, because I feel like for me as the last born, they weren't, like they just didn't, they had signed me off as, this one, whatever she does. Mm. But my sister had more pressure, I would say, in terms of marriage and doing it properly, blah, blah, blah. So I think because I was just under their radar, I mean, I was off their radar, I could pretty much do whatever I wanted.
I was like,
got to, you know. So weirdly enough, there's no pressure per se. There's a little bit in terms of, okay, you know, if he's a serious person, he'll marry you. You know how our parents think like that. But I think my pressure is more internal because at the same time, we've been, and I know when he listens to this episode, he'll be like, oh, is that what you really want?
Is that right?
Excuse me,
boyfriend.
As we are in that house.
Yes.
So I think for me, it's internal because I look at myself like, okay, I have been able to get to where I want in my career. Mm-hmm. I feel like, you know, not actually my clock is ticking, but like this is the best time, I think, biologically to get children, 27 or whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't know, but it should be done now. Mm-hmm. Plus, I want to be a young mom. Mm-hmm. So I've started thinking about those things myself, like my checklist.
Yeah.
So I think my pressure is actually very much internal. Like,
you're trying to have kids, girl?
It's internal, but
you're trying to have kids.
Influenced by society.
100%. Because also, if it was up to me just as myself, Sharon, I don't think I actually believe in marriage like that. Like, I honestly, we I feel like I'm married to my boyfriend. Mm-hmm. It's just that we have to find those things. Mm. But I technically feel like we are. Like we have things that we're doing together, biashara together. Mm. We have a future we're planning together. So I don't know what now marriage will come and add.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
The like, government. It's the government needs to know your business.
Right? So beyond this, I'm like, if it was just me, I wouldn't. But I know my parents need that whole whatever ceremony. Plus, it's a beautiful ceremony. I just, because we're content creators, I need to know who will come film at our wedding.
Kindly send you guys. Hi guys, vlogging. So like,
just gotta get married.
We're already married.
See, do you? I do. Okay, when's the camera? I do.
Have you pressed record? Sharon, have you pressed record?
Yeah, have you pressed record?
Trash. What about you, Nones? What? Oh no, sorry, Jules.
Yeah. Hey.
What's happening today, guys? For me, the pressure, because I'm single, so the pressure I have is where is the boyfriend? It's not even the husband. I think I know my mom and dad don't give me that pressure directly. Hi, mom and dad. They don't give it to me directly. I don't get it from them. But there's the occasional auntie who will be like, hi, now we did a, you know, she has not yet found someone.
Where her?
It, are you picky? And there's sometimes that like a certain aunt, but the aunts are all dope as fuck.
Yeah.
But like this one auntie, as in you, first of all, you know yourself. But like this one auntie, I know she listens to this podcast.
It's a forum.
Right. She'd be like, first of all, we haven't talked in like a year. Mm. Okay. She doesn't live here. She lives abroad. And then she'll just be like, so who is the special one nowadays?
Mm-hmm, your friend.
And I'm like, no, yeah, they call them your friend. Who is your friend?
Even your family.
Yeah, they call you friend. In fact,
they cannot say boyfriend.
When you date someone, in fact, as they call them, now that is your friend of the family. They cannot even say boyfriend. Yeah. You call them an FOF.
They call you friend of the family.
As in our family.
Is your FOF?
Hiya. Even until today, like you know, they'll say, hiya, have you seen, like, let's say I have a cousin called Noni. Yeah. Ati, is Noni coming with her friend?
Yeah.
You have to understand which friend.
Yeah.
Not the friend that
as was my boyfriend. Your boyfriend.
Yeah. In our family, even us, we call them friends. Friend. Really make jokes. Because they can't, like, boyfriend is like a scene. What is it?
Because you're not married yet. Yeah.
Ati, boyfriend. What is a boyfriend?
It's like you're supposed to meet someone and then you marry them.
Because they did not come from a culture of openly dating. Dating, breaking up.
Exactly.
It's like, what is that? It's like you meet one person and you have to purpose for marriage with this person.
Right.
And it's like, that's what we were trained. So anyway, for me, the pressure. Oh, so I was like, my auntie, sorry.
Yeah.
She'll ask me like, hey, so who is making you happy nowadays? Mm-hmm. And I was like, the way she's asking that, first of all, that's not you asking. That is my mom.
She's a messenger.
Because she's young. My aunt is young. So she's just like, hey, so what's up? What's going on? What's the,
what's the 411?
And I'm like, why are you asking me this?
We're shopping. You.
In the middle, we're in Primark, and you're asking me, Ati. So I'm like, you just want to tell someone.
Yeah, you've been sent.
So clearly I can tell. I know, you know, my mom and dad would love it if I had someone right now, but
not just anyone.
Yeah, but I don't know if it's news to them, but even me, I wish. Like, it's not a lot. It's not like I'm out here like saying no, close for business, not dating. You know what I mean?
Out of office.
Yeah, it's not
just
in
anyone,
my control
though.
That's exactly my point.
Right.
But and there's also this. Sometimes somebody would come, like family members, like this another auntie came and told me, Ati, you know. He doesn't have to be perfect, even if he's a bit fat. I don't know why she says that. Anyway, we guys were drunk that
why
night.
Is that
Ati, you know, Sarah, I know you young girls, you want a guy with a 60-pack. They call me Sarah. Even if he has, Sarah is Jules. So like, you know, Sarah, even if he's a bit fat, my aunties are another. Aki aunties.
You know, you know, it's so interesting that it's always aunties.
The mothers.
Any of my uncles coming to me and being like, so
how?
Never.
I have one cousin. So the first cousin of like our cousins group on my mom's side, we call her 001. So.
Index number. What's governor?
Yeah, like the governor. 001. So her husband is 001 husband. But he's my, like, he's like one of my favorite cousins, man. And he'd be like, I prayed for you.
Oh my God.
I'm like, excuse me? Like, who asked for that prayer? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that's the only male figure, and he's not even an uncle, he's a cousin that's like asked me that, like, what's going on. This is now when I was single and everything, like, you know, was going on, whatever. But I can't picture any uncle coming
up. It's always the aunties.
Yeah.
Because even, can you imagine, like, I'm sure we all feel that pressure. Like, when you meet a guy, like, you can't introduce any guy to your dad.
Yeah.
Like, you have to, me, I had to really consider all the possible outcomes of my current relationship before we introduced him. Because my father, first of all, Mr. Mashira, great. And you're just over here taking whoever.
You can't take, you know, your father still needs to see you.
He needs to see you
in a certain way.
Pure. Yeah.
Basically,
pure.
You've had one boyfriend.
Like them. One like friend. your mom had one.
I was the boyfriend and now I am the husband.
Yeah, that's it.
Let me tell you.
They broke up. You broke up because of what? What did you do?
Yeah. And it's always you. It's like you. What did you do?
You know, you know, you're going to the disco every Friday.
Yeah, you just drink, man. You know, these men, they don't like people go out.
Go to the
you go have fun with them, but then you have to. Anyway,
see, when you laugh, don't laugh so
loud. Don't laugh so loud.
Please. And do you know that?
Matamu.
These chicks who are the crazy ones, they're the married ones now.
Exactly.
I have to remind my mom. I'm like, mom, you guys used to tell me, don't hang out with who? I don't want to see you with that girl because she's bad influence. Look at her on her third child now, on her happy marriage. So please, sometimes, I know they say, ati mwanamke ni tabia, well and good, but honestly, there's. If it's not your time, imagine it's not your time. And what are we talking about right now? The introducing
your dad, your boyfriend,
the last boyfriend my family met was my first boyfriend in uni. I'm sure I wouldn't be surprised if my mom came to ask me if I'm a lesbian because I don't talk about men.
Yeah,
I don't bring guys over.
Yeah,
because I don't. I just haven't met. Actually, you know, when I really, really, really think about it, that one relationship, that first relationship I had was the longest relationship I had and the only, like, relationship I had that went over a year, which is what me, I describe as a relationship. Anything else, I'm like, look, me, it was not a relationship. We were flinging. So so that's the last person that my folks met. And after now we broke up, and the questions, like, why? What happened?
And
like, that's the day I promised myself, and I'm like, you know, because he met everyone, even my grandparents. Not at because like, no, it wasn't what happened. It's like, you know,
pause.
My grandma and my grandpa were having their 60-year anniversary wedding. It was a very big deal. I didn't have any plans to invite the guy. I was still in university. We were just about to finish uni. And then all my cousins, most of my cousins are females. They all had boyfriends and like long-term, everyone is in a long-term relationship at that time. Mm. So everyone was like, let's give this boyfriend of mine a name. Lucas. Lucas Popo Ointment.
I was going to say Alan.
Lucas. Alan. Brayo. So let's say Lucas. Lucas. Yeah? So my cousins are just like, is Luke. His name was actually Brian. That's why I Brayo.
Brayo.
Okay, maybe that's why it didn't work out. But anyway. So
upon further reflection.
You can put that.
Okay. Okay, his name was actually Brian. So anyway, but let's say Lucas.
So Lucas.
I'm so nervous.
So Lucas. So my cousins are like, Jules. Is Lucas, those days I was not called Jules.
Sarah.
The 10th step. Is Lucas coming? And I'm like, you mean everyone's bringing their boyfriends? So, and some of these cousins were younger than me. So I said, okay, even me, since I've been this guy for 4 years, 3 years. Watcher, he comes. So now it was in that environment where he had to meet my family and that kind of thing.
And now everyone is.
And now everyone knew. So now it was, you know, and my mom was really taking care of him. Where are you sleeping? Do you need a sweater? I was like. And then now when we broke up, like literally a month later, after 3 years of dating, we broke up after that wedding, showed me that I was in a very bad baby. You guys, that was a very toxic relationship. That's when I was so young, but I didn't know I was in a very toxic relationship.
Damn.
So when I saw my cousins and how happy they were, I think I was like, so we broke about a month or two after that wedding. So obviously my mom's just like, so is Lucas coming this Saturday for this? I'm like, no. Ah, Mulia Chana, what happened? So from that day I was just like, I can't break up with my boyfriend, and then I have to break up my mom with my boyfriend. So the only people who I am comfortable with, which was even recently from my family, is my bro can meet the guys. But then he also doesn't ask, like when people disappear, he didn't ask.
Do you think it's a bit...
Is that what they wrote? Imagine he didn't ask.
It's so funny. When they stop coming around, he's just like, he just moves on.
Yeah. Do you think it's a bit, problematic how we don't let our folks meet the people that we're seeing? Because sometimes, like, I feel like my mom, because she's, my mom has, compared to my dad, my mom has met my boyfriends.
Oh, but really?
Yeah, that my dad hasn't met. Because I feel like my mom is a bit more, you know, switched on to this dating culture.
Yeah.
And she plays such an important part, like...
Decision.
Clocking certain things, certain mannerisms. Mm. Like, moms have that inner thing that maybe we need to be introducing these guys to our parents.
Not just
because not anyone
depends on your parents.
But sometimes I feel like mothers see things that
they
you know they're there,
they
but
do.
you're ignoring for whatever reason.
But now I know, you
let
know,
let me tell you, my mom clocked some red flags.
What did she clock?
I don't even want to discuss them because and you know yourself. But she just clocked a lot of emotional things that she knows me as her daughter. Yeah. Right. I would not be able to deal with that.
Right.
And therefore, this will never work. And okay. I don't know how they know these things, but actually, I think it's so vital because the minute she met this person and started talking to me just quietly, like, hey, so now, how are you doing? How is he doing? And like being when she's your boy and she's your girlfriend and you're discussing the way we discuss together.
You're actually right, Sharon. Yeah,
yeah, she taught me so much because I and ordinarily I would never discuss my relationship with my mom.
And I was even going to say, did you listen to her?
I listened and he is long gone.
Hallelujah.
Did you listen? You listened to her?
I listened and she was 100% right.
In the moment, did you feel like you're being attacked?
No. Because
that's what I was going
to
say.
But it was after, so I had kind of like moved on from, like me and my mom's relationship had grown to a point where she's not just my mom, she's my friend.
Yeah.
So she wasn't coming at me as a parent. Mm. I think if she came to me as a parent, I'd be like, babe, chill. Like, no.
You and what army?
Yeah. You know, which is literally her. Like, she can be very, you know, like, she can be like that.
Yeah.
But because she came as a friend, I listened to it the same way Jules would be like, hey, Sharon, you know, maybe think about this and that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think we should consider it. Like, we maybe should. Your parents. You know,
initially when you said that, I went on the defense immediately. Yeah. Yeah. But I've just remembered when I broke up with Lucas.
Okay, Lucas.
When I broke up with Lucas, I remember my mom telling me, by the way, at even that guy, I didn't like the way he
imagine,
I just remembered.
She
sent something. She did. But I swear, if my mom told me that then, I'd have hidden him.
You have to be open.
I'd have hidden. I would have loved. I right now where me and my mom are at, like,
now you would listen, right? Yeah.
100%.
And that's what I was saying. You have to be in a place where you look at your mom as a friend. Like, she's not giving you parenting advice.
Yeah. But you see, you're 19. Yeah. How old was I? 19, 20.
You're
I was 22.
In love.
I was 22. Yeah. I was in love. And
there was no way.
And, like, I knew, I think deep down, I knew this girl was a fuck boy. You know, like, he wasn't a fuck boy. He was just a good man.
Mm.
And I knew. So I think hearing from your mom, because it's mom.
It's mom. And hearts. And especially, deep, I think if you have a religious mom like my mom, she always says that she feels like she has to fight our spiritual warfare on her children's behalf.
Mm.
And she always clocks those emotional, spiritual, like, she wouldn't say, oh, he looks bad. Mm. Or he, you know, it's never, she never comments on physical or, you know, face value things. She's always, my mom has some depth and wisdom
that
I've learned to put on my side and get her bearing on certain, like, situations, especially relationships and stuff.
Yeah.
So I think if you have that kind of mom and, you know, you can foster that relationship with her, even your dad, whoever, just, I think parents always have your interest at heart. So if you get them involved and you're trying to decide who to marry.
But it also depends. It depends. You know, that thing of parents and children relationship, it really, really, really depends. There's some families that are okay with it. If, like, somebody like my bro, I remember he used to have his girlfriends come to the house.
What? Were you vetting them? Or, like, were
of
you
course,
there?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm trying to imagine if I was the girl Deru brought to Julia.
I know, I wouldn't tell him.
Yeah. But, or you would.
But of course, I'm peeping because this chick is in the house.
Mm-hmm.
So,
side note, I know of a babe who the other day was just telling me her brother brought some babe to the house and the chick. No, what was the story? The chick and the brother and the girlfriend were in the house.
Yeah.
And the older sister came home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the girlfriend tried to send her or something.
Okay.
To tell her, I would just go to the kitchen and pick this.
No.
I am gyrating in my seat.
She kicked her out of the house.
Oh, okay. Wow.
This sister kicked her out of the house.
That's
it was,
that's
I was like, lot. Hey. But sometimes some of you babes move.
I think it's
confidence.
A lot to send someone.
No, they do. Ama, they come to the house and they're just sitting. Me, I remember. I know. No, but you know, actually you come and then you put your feet on the chair and we have just met.
Yeah. Put your feet on the chair.
Like you're lie
sitting,
down.
You're like,
Amaka was like, you have been here before.
Yeah. This is comfortable.
This is so comfy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think for like my brother, he was more comfortable bringing his... Well, no, he didn't have many. It's just like maybe two.
Men are almost allowed. Did you think guys?
Actually, three. I met three of his girlfriends, and my parents met their girlfriends. But for me, I was more.
I think
scared.
Guys
I don't
involve
know the
their
thing.
Family in deciding.
I think because they're men and they don't give a fuck. Like I don't think they overthink.
Do you think they give? They give a fuck because like if she doesn't get along with your family,
I don't think his emo was for him to get along. He was just like, look,
this is who she is.
Guys are coming over. We're having drinks, and my girlfriend is coming.
Yeah.
Oh. So like, you guys deal. I'm a prom. You know, CG prom. You know. Okay, this generation, the younger generation, you guys. I remember there was a prom, so they are wearing prom. So this guy brings a chick.
Did they wear gloves? at prom? They have to wear the gloves.
God,
on to my next point.
Leonie Leo.
But they were wearing gloves. Cinderella gloves. So. Okay, let me just ask. How long have we been going for?
We're at 28 minutes.
I want to ask you guys something. What do you guys think about getting married later? Because by the time I meet somebody new, and get to know them and settle down with them and then get married, dude, I'll be 82. So I started to panic. Sure, yeah. And I'm like, so I'm going to get married later. Da, da. And then I remember this, I don't know if it's something I read or listened to, and they just kept saying, this is not in your control. Yes. Like, I can go, look, let me tell you guys something. Mm-hmm. Today, if I want a boyfriend, I will get, right now on my phone, I will say, look, I want to take this to the next level. Mm. But I can't because that person is not for me. So guys, please don't give me pressure and ask me why I'm single every DM.
The men here
will
be promoted. No, they're like, bruh, she's texting me.
Everyone's asking, why are you single? I don't know.
And that's such a wild thing, though.
I hate being asked that.
I find that so rude. I find it so rude to really question
someone. Let's say I had an answer. Okay, let's assume there's an answer why. Will give me examples.
Then you start
single because I'm what?
Because I put in the milk before the cereal. Like,
because I say glove.
Sharon has really, she has driven the knife in the back
and twisted.
Sharon, it's okay. We love you, Joel.
Yo,
but so yeah, I find
yeah
it so
and also,
rude.
Why should you have to answer that question? Like, who?
I know. I think some people ask it because they're just like, they don't get. I don't know why they say they don't get, but they don't get why I'm single.
Why can't it be assumed it's just your choice?
And not
like the
that.
Way you've
what's
chosen to have
get?
Black braids, the way you've chosen to.
What's
like,
there to get, and why is it for you to get it? Are you in a relationship yourself? You asking these questions?
You and is this not so happy?
Do
you?
Especially if it's a guy who. Guy, you guys.
Stupid. Are you not happy in your relationship also? Because what is the business of whether, let me tell you, if I'm trying to hang out with Jules and Jules has a boyfriend, doesn't have a boyfriend, I'm trying to hang out with Jules.
Right,
so if I'm trying to engage in Jules's content with or without a boyfriend, I'm trying to engage in her content. True. When I start asking those kind of questions, it's like, and then fine, there's a boyfriend ahead now.
So now when I have a boyfriend, it's okay. I'm normal or what's that? You know,
what is it?
Then, so recently, actually a few days ago, I went to meet a friend of mine who's basically like my mentor. She
what
used to
say?
Be. She used to be my boss at my first job, and she's a big boss somewhere, and I'm just so proud of her. I wish I could say her name. Aki, I love you so much. But anyway, I went to her place. She's been married before, and then she invited a friend of hers who is married, right? And I was talking to these ladies, very upwardly mobile corporate women, and women who I just look up to, and I was just like, we're just talking about love, relationships, and you know, this what her friend now was talking about her husband, and they're just saying how, oh, he's such a nice guy, da da da. And I asked her, oh, how long have you been married? Because they're saying that these are women in their 40s, and she's like, oh, I've only been married like 2-3 years or something like that. It was very short.
Yeah.
So I said, oh, so hang on, so you're not newly married, but you're not like 15 years into your marriage,
right?
And she said, no, I got married at around 37. I think she said 37.
Wow.
So I'm like, okay. And she has such a healthy marriage from what I hear.
Thank you for sharing this story.
The stuff I was, this thing
that
nourished me. This was actually two days ago.
Me too.
This thing nourished my heart.
Yeah.
And I asked her one question. I said, this guy you married, right? Do you think you would have been attracted to him?
Yeah, but
at my age, at 30, 31, because I had noticed the guys who, first of all, I've always known I liked bad boys. So I had to work on myself because those are the ones that
like. There's a reason they're bad.
I'm those chicks who need to go for therapy, you people. So I was like, I really need to work on the kind of people I'm attracted to.
Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. So that was one of the reasons I decided to remain single. Mm-hmm. And then now you start to see the good. You know, when they say good guys finish last, I think there's some truth behind that. Yeah. So there's these good guys who
On the race.
I don't even know what that was.
Yeah,
but
what does that even mean?
Yeah,
like, never mind.
But anyway, good guys. But you know, the good guys who you ignore.
Yeah.
They start to shine later on, but I also don't think it's my fault because I didn't know that. I didn't know any better. When you know better, you do better, kind of thing.
Right.
So yeah, I asked her, "Why you attract? Would you have married? Would you have been?
Attracted
would you have dated him or attracted to him if you were 28, 29, 30?"
Yeah.
And she said, "No, of course not.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You know, when you're young, you want excitement, you want
fast life,
and that was so reassuring to me. And I think that's basically what I needed. So I don't know what are your thoughts on like getting married later? And
I feel like for me. Getting married later just means, like, I'm so happy you shared that story about that lady because I don't know. For me, my aspiration is like my aspiration to get married is a very tertiary thing in my life. Like it's not primary, it's not secondary. It's even tertiary is a bit of an upgrade because I don't aspire. I mean, of course, I would love to be married. Right. I would love
to
be a
mom. You don't explain yourself. You know what I mean? But I know what you're saying.
It's not. Yeah. It's not a thing that I am. Because I like to actively work on myself to pursue the things that I want. Right. And I don't see how I can
work on myself
on marriage if I have not achieved the other things that I believe are primary, secondary,
yes,
or tertiary.
And there's some women who are like that. Yeah, that's like you and me. And like I, for me to feel happy, the marriage can't come first. I have to come first. That's how I am.
And I feel like the partner who would be happy with me established and happy and thriving.
Yeah.
I don't think I want to meet, like maybe I'm in that relationship now, which is maybe why it's dragged out for this long.
Exactly.
But I'm not even thinking about marriage and all that stuff because I need to make sure that we are okay with me wanting my own dreams, wanting to do my own whatever. Yeah. Before now, we introduce those glitz and glamour for marriage.
Yeah. And I mean, and to answer your question, Jules, I don't think it's a bad thing. I would rather marry right than marry early.
Yes!
You know what I mean? Like, there's no sense in now I'm here, now it's this, now it's marriage. And
Noni, a lot of women would like, and I'm glad you've said that because I want this conversation to spread out there. Like, I would really love if we can normalize this thing of I don't need to get a lot of people are married because it's time,
right?
Yeah,
even men, it's not only women, by the way.
Yeah,
even men are like, hey, I've reached that age now, I'm done being whatever.
Let me have a kid,
and imagine, let me tell you, when a man decides,
and a wife,
have you noticed when a guy decides to settle down,
it's so chap, it's the blink of an eye.
Yeah. Somebody's pregnant, they're getting married, you know, it's crazy, it's insane. There's a tweet I saw, I wish I could find it, but it would take me ages to retract it right now, extract it, whatever. Right now, stop. This is not a glove. So, there's a tweet I saw. I'll just paraphrase from what I can recall.
Yeah.
This chick was like, there are so many women who do not want kids and do not want marriage, but they are doing it because it is a societal expectation.
Mm.
And she was like, please let that sink in. Yeah. A lot of women are actually, there's an assumption that all women want this. Mm. And I don't think there's anything, I think everyone wants companionship. Everyone wants love. Everyone wants that.
Mm.
But you see, there's this time limit that we're given. It has to happen between the ages, the ripe age, the ripe age of 23 to 26. Mm. That's when you get engaged, married. See, it's not every day.
Then you hear just suffering and silence, bro. Yeah. You're in this marriage that's whack. Like, it's just horrible.
In fact, I think to myself, because I used to feel really bad. Like, oh my God, like I just wish I could. I thought, honestly, I'd be like, I used to envision a long engagement and then married at like 28, 29 and then a baby. Mm. But honestly, with everything I've been through and everything I've learned in my life, there's no way I could have been ready for the kind of relationship I want at that 26. There's no way. That Julia at 26, there's no way she'd have been able to connect with the way there's a relationship I envision for myself. It's just not, I don't even think I'm there yet, but I feel like I'm pretty close. So I'm okay. I just have to keep reminding myself every day.
Yeah. I think also back then, marriage was, like companionship was not really the thing that people were getting married for.
You're right.
And now we're getting married to companions. Picking a companion is not something that happens overnight. Yeah, you know, you need to assess certain things. You need to go through certain things with this person.
And you need to be so sure.
And you need to be sure of your, you also need to check your comparability as a companion. Yeah. And it's just, it's such a different type of emotional agreement that you can't
unlike before
it was like a business agreement. Like, you know, what are you bringing to the table, what am I bringing to the table, is this table in this that it was the table, you know. Whereas now I don't think there's a lot of that negotiation that happens outside of something very emotional. So I don't know.
The expectations of marriage were very different.
Yeah.
Have you guys heard of this lady called, this relationship coach or a psychiatrist called Esther Perel?
I love her.
You know what she says about marriage? She's like, nowadays, back in the day, marriage was, people didn't get married
for love.
Yeah. You get married because you get of age, you need to create your own unit, and you know, you need to be part of a society and have somebody who you can build a home with, have kids, have many kids who can work the land, who can work your land and then take care of you when you're older, that kind of thing. There was a whole other, and then, you know, there was also a lot of polygamy those days. So the reason behind marriage was not, you are not looking for everything in one partner, as in, my husband is my best friend.
Yeah,
he's my lover, he's my confidant. He's also my business partner. Yeah. And he's also, like nowadays, this, the expectations we expect from one person are a lot, which is why a lot of relationships fail.
Yeah,
because they don't know how to seek other desires outside of that relationship.
Yeah,
but yeah. So should we wrap this up, girls?
Yes. Oh, 39 minutes. Ooh, nice. Look at time flies. Nice.
Time flies.
Time flies. So I think in conclusion, there's no conclusion. If you're ripe and unplucked,
it's okay.
You're still ripe on the tree. Don't That's worry. It. That's fine. It's
Let's
fine.
Stop asking people questions like, why are you single? What's the reason?
Yeah, why are you single?
Why are you still single? Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Or if they're in relationships, why are you not, whatever the married? Next step
exactly.
you think
Exactly.
Yeah.
Especially now for you guys who are in relationships, the rush is like, why aren't you getting married? And as soon as you get married, where's the baby?
The first one, where's the second one?
Yeah. I just feel like normalize minding your own business.
Truly?
Yeah.
Mind your business.
Mind your business. And on that note,
we have come to the end of this episode, guys. Thank you so much for listening. Yep. Please remember to subscribe to this podcast and leave a voice note if you have something to say and add to this conversation. We'd love to hear it. Sharon, is there anything you need to say? You're smiling from ear to ear.
I'm just smiling because imagine I'm thinking about marriage. Anyway.
You're thinking about marriage. Whoa. We have planted the seeds of society.
Now, come and unplug me.
Me, I'm ripe, it's fine. My husband is still looking for the right fruit. All right, guys, thank you so much for listening. And as usual, remember, it's related, I promise.
Mister, mister, don't treat me so unkind.
Hi, ladies. I am a big fan of your podcast. I love listening to it every week. If I don't get a weekly fix, I feel like something's missing. You guys are doing an amazing, amazing job. I have nothing to add on to any other episodes because you know what? All the content is fresh, it's authentic, it's relatable. But I just wanted to take a moment to encourage Julia because I connect with her as a fellow creative. I totally get the creative struggles we all go through, those inner battles we go through as creatives. And I just wanted to encourage you and tell you, keep embracing the things that make you come alive, the things that set your heart on fire, and the things that you're really passionate about. And keep embracing your dope ass energy, because ain't no other Julia in the world. Hey, anyway, I love what you guys are doing. You're amazing. Stay blessed. Keep on keeping on.
Hi, it's Liberty. Hopefully this is related. I'm just worried about people that are experiencing any extra mental health issues because of COVID-19 or feeling isolated, maybe. I don't know. I also worry about my friends who are in areas affected by fires or areas affected by hurricanes. That seems really relevant right now.
Hi, ladies. Huge fan of your show. So just listen to your podcast on the things that COVID has taught you, and for me, the things that have changed for now, like Jules, I'm also okay with my vitamin C, and like, I'm really aggressive. I'm almost getting anyone who listened to me to take that supplement. I'm also having a little aggressively washing my fruits. I never used to do that, but now I'm really okay with soap, and I'm not playing. Scale of 1 to 7, I think I'm at a 6, and I really feel guilty about it because nothing, my life hasn't changed. If anything, it's gotten better. Like, I got a slight promotion from work. I'm earning more money than I did last year. And I find it really difficult to speak with my friends about it because everyone is struggling. Everyone got a pay cut. So, yeah. Anyway, love you guys.
Hey, ladies. So, for me, kufungua roho, COVID, I can actually see I have had the highest highs and the lowest lows during this period. And I'm now at a 6. I can legit say God is good. God has been faithful to me. Yeah, I have learned so much about me, about myself. You know, coming to a point where you accept I was once a toxic person, it's progress and it's change. And looking back at all the lowest moments, this period made me realize that. So keep doing what you do. These are free therapy sessions. Stay winning, ladies.
I listened to your episode on insecurities, and I would say my two main insecurities right now is my dental formula. I would really like to change that, and how smart I am. Like, I don't think of myself as a very smart lady, And I always find myself getting surprised when people say how smart I am, how sharp I am. Like, I never expect it. So I would say I'm doing well in my career. Still, it's something I'm struggling with right now. Yeah. No, I don't love you.